We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go live to the White House this morning. Check in with correspondent Karen Travers. Karen, the lawsuit by 16 states over the emergency declaration, is that getting any reaction from the White House?
No comment from the White House. We asked as soon as it was filed, and you know, I'm sure that the president will weigh in at some point, but for now, no statement.
You know, on Friday, I'm sure you picked this up, but just like everybody else, the president admitted that there was no emergency, right?
Yeah, that was the key line. And as soon as he said it in response to a question, it was inevitable that the president's own words would likely be a big part of any lawsuit against him. When the president was saying that he didn't have to do this, he didn't have to do this as fast. He wanted to, though. He said, I'd rather do it much faster. And right there, you have the California Attorney General saying that this is the best evidence, the president's own words when he announced this plan.
Karen, the president's also been speaking out against former Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe. What's the latest on that?
The president was tweeting about this, lashing out after an interview that McCabe did with 60 Minutes, where he said that Jim Comey's firing raised big concerns within the Justice Department. The president said that, essentially this, he's accusing McCabe and also the deputy attorney general, Rod Rosenstein, of what the president said was planning a very illegal act that amounts to treasonous behavior. McCabe was talking about the idea of privately, secretly recording the conversations that the deputy attorney general was going to have with the president. McCabe claims that Rosenstein offered to wear a wire into the White House. We've certainly seen reporting on this before in the past couple of months. The Justice Department put out a very carefully worded statement saying that Rosenstein never authorized any wiretaps of the president. They call McCabe's version of events inaccurate and factually incorrect.
And now this morning, ABC's reporting that they've learned from a Justice Department official that Rosenstein will be leaving his position next month. Does this have anything to do with that McCabe interview?
No, this was expected with the new attorney general coming in, who he'll get to pick his own deputy now once William Barr has settled into the Justice Department. This was widely expected.
All right. That's Karen Travers live at the White House.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.